Good morning. How are you? You sleeping well? It's 4 a.m. in Brisbane City and it's time for me to be back up again giving you one of these early morning audio boos. It's funny how this is becoming a bit of a pattern for me, isn't it? The only time I seem to record these is in the early hours of the morning when I'm walking the streets trying to get away from the noise like you can hear behind me. I did an audio boo probably about a year ago now where I expressed a desire for quiet. One of the reasons why I like getting up at this hour is the quiet. You know, in a large city there is rarely ever quiet. But even at this hour, even at 4 a.m, it's so hard to find, you know. And I sometimes would love to be able to find it, but you know, hey, it's a city. Yeah, if I want to find quiet, I should go out bush, shouldn't I? That's where you hear real quiet, where you see the sky ablaze with the Milky Way. Not like here in the city. Don't get me wrong, you know, I'd rather live in the city. There's more things, there's more happenings to make life interesting. But there are times when I just miss that quiet and the fiery sky. How are you this morning? I'm not really sure what I want to talk about this morning. It's just interesting. I'm in a really, really interesting time in my life. I'm busy. I'm working hard. I think I've got some fair skills under my belt now. It's been, about 4 years since I started on my online journey, when I decided to basically go to uni and learn how to do this online thing with my podcasts. Two podcasts. One at Your Story podcast.com and the other ones that create your life story if you're interested. And I've learned a great deal and I'm now so broke. I am so financially in a hole. And the thought, I've done a bit of work over the last few years, but primarily I've been just living very, very lean and surviving with some money that I've pulled out of my property and credit card and the little bit of work I've done. And I'm so incredibly broke at the moment. I'm sort of getting pushed up against that reality of having to go and get some work, and I so don't want to go back to the trade. I find that when I do that compromising work, that work I have moved beyond now, it lasts about 2 weeks and I start getting this knot in my stomach, quite literally a knot in my stomach, and I have difficulty digesting food and I end up with a bloated stomach, and I just know that it's not right for me. I end up under a lot more stress, even though I might be earning $1,000 or $1,500 a week. I end up under a lot more stress than what I currently am under when I haven't earned. Well, this year when we went to bet the start March, I've managed to I've generated a bit over $1,500, you know. That's all I've had as far as income this year. And I'm quite comfortable with that, other than the fact that I'm unable to pay my bills. The stress I get from that is fine. But the stress of working in these compromised jobs is just rips my heart out. But I'm at that stage now where I need to confront it and do something about it. And I've been mulling over a little bit the idea of, you know, sharing with businesses some of the things I've learnt in the last few years, but I can't honestly say I have a lot of confidence to go out and do it, simply because it's built on shifting sands. The world of social media and putting yourself out there on promoting a business using podcasting and Twitter and all the other tools is such a quick animal, and it's constantly evolving, and anybody who really understands it must have a brain the size of a planet and be incredibly sharp, because I think it's moving so fast, once you've got hold of it, it's gone again. And because of that, I don't necessarily have the confidence that I know what to offer people. But I think I've got some understanding, because I've been doing it for a few years now, and I'm getting some pretty good results with Create Your Life Story. Create Life Story is not quite mature enough to start generating some income from it yet, and I have picked a particularly narrow niche and I'm making my own reality with it. But you know, I think some of the lessons I've learned, I could actually help a